As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hour number two, nice to have you with us. And the question is, how much of that are you even going to watch tonight? And look, I know that's unheard of, especially a year ago when the draft was here. Over 700,000 people showed up, and it was really all about us, the event, the whole bit. It was great. But that's not this year. And the Pistons have kind of stormed the gates here, splitting in New York. You've got a massive game three in the home of the Detroit Red Wings, where the Pistons are the uninvited guest, and yet they're playing playoff games, not the Wings. And my focus, Rico, I'm zero BS. I will have the iPad on the draft. The screen is going to be on the basketball. I want to know what people's attention split is between NFL draft, game three, LCA, Pistons, Knicks. So I'll put a number to it, 80-20. 80% of my attention is going to be on the Pistons. I'm not going to lie to you and say that during commercials, I won't be staring at the iPad or flip the TV over. The point I'm making is the draft takes a complete backseat to an unbelievable opportunity for the Pistons to take control of a series. The New York media, the articles are already written about Tom Thibodeau being fired, about questioning Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges,
right?
Just everything. It is the drama of tonight. I'm hoping we get Final Countdown. I'm hoping we get the celebrities out. 80-20, maybe 90-10. I want to know where the people are at, and I know for you it'll be different. You're going to be pumping mitts, doing your thing over at LCA. I know your game. But bottom line, people, what is your attention on tonight? The Pistons have the most important game in this franchise in 15 years. Or the NFL draft, where the Lions don't pick till 28. And even if they do, they're taking a player you've never heard of. Talk to me. 248-539-9797. Rico, go ahead.
No, actually, Mike, I think I'm going to end up heading home and going to watch both on the screen. The Pistons will be up. And once the draft starts, the sound is going to go to the draft. The Pistons will be up. I can watch it. I'll treat it like I'm at a bar. I can see all the action. I don't need to hear whatever is going on. Come final 2 minutes or so, I'll listen to the game. I need to hear the drama. It's the male soap opera that is the NFL draft. I need to hear who's still in the green room, why this person is sliding, whose stepdad just came out with a picture of him in a bong. I need to see and hear all of that stuff. You only get that drama on draft night. So, yeah, I want to hear the stories. I want to hear the trades as they happen. I want to hear the teams that are trying to move up. I want to know everything. So, the Pistons, I'll watch the Pistons. But I am watching the draft and listening to the draft. Pistons, I treat like a bar, like I'm at a bar. Draft, that has my attention.
248-539-9797. Tell me, people. Because for me, I'm the opposite. I don't know that there's right or wrong. I just know I want to enjoy something we haven't had in a long time here. I don't even consider 2019 a playoff appearance. That was a complete crock. That team had no chance. They got dump trucked by the Bucks. They shouldn't have been in the playoffs. This is different. This is the first real playoff series in seemingly 15 years. And they've got a real shot tonight. And that crowd's going to be rocking. And Kenny Cott's going to be shirtless. There's a lot on the line tonight. Where are you guys at? David, you tell me. And you're a draft nerd, but have the Pistons pried you away from it tonight?
I am a draft nerd. I watch the combine. I watch everything when it comes to the NFL. But the Pistons have my heart. They've always had my heart since the Grant Hill era. So I am watching the Pistons, and the draft will be on the side screen. It will be on the iPad or the phone. I have to watch the Pistons tonight.
Draft gets what? 10% of the attention? 20?
I'll give it 10%, sure.
I mean, you're going to flip over when the Steelers are up or certainly the Lions, I mean, et cetera.
I just didn't want to be rude and say 5%. That's all. So I'll give it 10%.
Really? But you love this stuff, David.
I know.
I want the storylines. I know what the Pistons-Knicks storyline is. I can visually just watch the Pistons go out and beat the Knicks.
But don't you want to hear it? Don't you want to just soak in, since Lord knows Yzerman can't deliver it, a playoff game at LCA? See what this arena was actually built for?
But that's why I said in the final minutes of the game, I flip over, and then that's when you're able to soak in the experience.
If they go final countdown tonight, the Knicks shouldn't get off the bus.
But when the draft comes, I want to hear the story. I want to hear which GM had the thing in his pocket saying Vontae Mack, no matter what. I want to know all of that stuff.
Okay. 248-539-9797. David, early ticket text returns. I mean it, though. They better go final countdown tonight. It's got to happen. Got to happen. I need Ben with the sledgehammer on the scoreboard. Just kick it like it's 04. I may have hated that team, but I can't deny what that intro did and what the Palace was like in those days. Do that. Do exactly that. Because the Knicks, I need to see if the Knicks have the constitution to deal with this. I sound like Stephen A. in the song we play. Something is not right. Something ain't right.
See, I figured, you know, they play in the Garden, so what's LCA to them?
Blueberries!
Thank you, Kenny. Uh-oh. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, then. I'm just going to read some text here. Someone says, the NFL draft is like Christmas Day for me. The Pistons game will be an afterthought once the draft starts. Football is king.
Yeah, but they're in the playoffs. They split in New York. It's game three. We don't get home playoff games here. And football's king. Well, you know what? Playoff wins. Pistons won, Lions none. Respect them a little bit and put it on the telly, as the Brits say.
Yeah, but I think for some, it's the fact that it's not a closeout game. If it's a closeout game, no, I'm like, hold on. Hear me out. If it's a closeout game, I think that people would say it's the Pistons. Absolutely. But the fact that knowing win or lose, there's going to be a game for another game here in Detroit. There won't be another NFL draft for another year. So you want to see what happens tonight.
The games matter. This is a playoff game. It is way more important than the draft tonight for me.
Oh, people. You can have both. David, take a deep breath. You can have both.
You know what? I won't have both. 100% on the Pistons. Who cares about the draft tonight?
Well, I mean, the bottom line, Rico's point is true. There's a lot of stories and interesting things, but there's also an insane amount of downtime. We have playoff basketball where the team is not the 8 seed. They're not hapless. Like we talked about, they have the ability right now. The Knicks are on their heels. They're crying to the officials. I mean, Thibodeau, that pork chop comb over. Come on. For me, it's all about the playoff hoops. But I'm not mad about it. I mean, look, I got to do this playoff show tonight. I'm going to be doing the show while watching the Pistons.
I don't think anyone's going to be actually, with that draft show tonight, I think a lot of eyes are going to be towards, you know, not the computer screen, if you know what I'm saying.
David, don't underestimate the power of the NFL.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not at all. But it's the Pistons, man. We haven't had this in a long time. You know what we've had on 97.1's airways every spring, it's been a draft show because we haven't been able to air a playoff game. Now we got a playoff game tonight.
Right. But, David, you're a little biased. You love the Pistons. You prayed and you got Cade here. All I'm saying is just remember the NFL, the one texter is right. NFL is king. And you would be shocked the amount of people who are going to be focused on the draft, even though the Lions won't pick the later, because you're going to be wondering, hey, is Brad Holmes going to move up in the draft like he's done before? So that's where your storylines come in. You're going to watch both. You know, it's not an either or type of thing. You can watch both. For me, I can have the sound down for the Pistons and still enjoy the game.
By the way, last time Pistons were 1-1 in a playoff series, 2007-2008 against the Sixers. Just to show you the last time you were at 1-1 in a series. Look, let the people speak. David, we'll get to the ticket text momentarily.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, let's get to the people. Because normally, it'd be crazy to talk about something else but the draft. But the Pistons deserve the time. And to me, I can't lie to you. I just won't have a lot of love for the draft tonight. It's all about the Pistons and Knicks. Game 3 at LCA. And you know what? If I have to avoid, you know, one of the 700 Jardians ads they're going to show where people are singing and dancing about their A1C, I'm going to go over to the draft. I mean, that's the truth. Like, it's just.
That is true.
All right, let's get to the people. We'll go to Mike, 97.1. What's up, Mike?
Hey, first off, that was a low blow with that playoff win. That was a low blow with that Lions playoff run. I know we choked it, but actually, I'm going down to the draft party. There's a watch party at Ford Field. Me and like 20 of my buddies are going to be in Ford Field watching the draft on their two screens. Going to be on the field access. Going to be a bunch of like small concerts and stuff like that. I'm sure they're going to have the playoff games on the smaller screens for sure. But I'd say it's about 98.5% draft and 1.5% Pistons, maybe.
All right, so let me ask you a question. You're lasered in on the draft. What do you want at 28? Is there something you personally want?
I actually think we're moving up. I think we're going to move up to 20. I think we're going to take what's his face from Texas?
What, Matt Golden? The wide receiver?
The offensive tackle.
Yeah. Oh, Banks?
Yeah, it was a tackle, I think.
Well, listen, you know what, at this point, nothing will shock me. If Brad Holmes has a first-round grade on a guy and he thinks there's only 14, 16 first-round players, he'll move up, make sure he gets one of them. He's already proven it. So, sure, I'm not laughing at you. I'd be surprised if they did that with that particular offensive lineman, but if they believe, hey, we're going to flip him in to become a great guard, we're going to have an all-pro guy, wouldn't shock me.
Well, I guess he can go play both positions. Yeah. But yeah, okay.
Listen, nothing. This is the – it's not a problem. It's a blessing. I just – none of it will surprise me.
Nothing will.
Nothing would anger me.
I do want to ask you a question.
What?
Give me 30 seconds. You'll enjoy this.
Why do I feel like 29 of these are going to upset me?
No,
go ahead.
No, because I know here it's the Pistons and because the Lions drafts of late. In New York, what are people watching?
What do you mean?
Like, what are they focused on? Draft? Because you got two teams.
Well, look, as
they're going to be picking while the Pistons game is going on.
Yeah, there's
in
the
New
key.
York.
They're both top 10 picks. The Giants at 3 and the Jets at what, 8 or 9?
Seven. Yeah.
That's different. But look, all I will tell you is everyone in New York is on edge about this series because they see their team isn't playing well. They see some of the signs here that, look, they're not reacting to physicality. Your coach is already crying about officiating. Everybody wants Thibodeau fired. No, I think that the Knicks are going to be a heavy, heavy focus. Most Giant fans have given up. It doesn't even matter. Who'd the Giants take? Toons is the driving cat. All right, great.
I mean, I didn't know if you were the minority when it came to Giants fans. And
no, I've given up on
they were life. More like Lions fans over the previous years were Super Bowl tonight.
No, we've actually won the Super Bowl, so we're not like Lions fans. I'm sorry. It's just, no, the draft has never represented that to me. Go to Josh, 97.1. What's up, Josh?
There he is.
What's up?
Hey, fellas. So I lived in New York for 25 years, and what Mike just said is straight on point, and I'm with David. Guys, Knicks fans, beating Knicks fans, there's no greater joy in the world. Mm. I mean, Timothy Chalamet and a bunch of finance guys in their fleece vests are freaking out, and we bring the toughness. By the way, Brunson's the best actor on the court in the MSG. And if we can beat them on that stage, they are going to melt. All New Yorkers will melt. There's nothing bigger to them than MSG. This is awesome. Forget the draft. You'll find out tomorrow who we got.
And you could still find out tonight and do all the reading you need to do. It's just, look, unless this thing got out of hand either way tonight at LCA, I'm locked in on it. But Josh, here's the other thing people don't realize. Like, I view the Knicks as the Dallas Cowboys of the NBA. Just all sizzle, yeah. No steak. They never win a damn thing. They always get the headlines. I always got to hear about them. And you got to, hey, look, from a selfish standpoint, I'm rooting for the Pistons. Why? It's called cheap Celtics tickets. I look forward to seeing you in round 2. Like, I'm being selfish about it. Getting tickets in Boston versus here is a whole different ballgame.
The Knicks are our Super Bowl. Boston, forget it. We don't got a chance. But let's beat up on these losers and watch them.
There you go. That's right. Send Fat Joe home sad. Make him sad, Joe. No, Josh, I'm with you.
Skinny Joe now.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird. It's weird to look at. I almost miss him being fat.
Yeah, but
it's like John Goodman. I can't look at skinny John Goodman. It's not John Goodman.
Yeah, but he'd probably be dead if he kept up at that pace.
Well, no, there's a middle ground. You don't have to be Big Pun and roll around at 640.
And he's not here.
Right. He just didn't get the memo.
He could have been maybe 340.
Thank you. I mean, Fat Joe was never Big Pun. Big Pun was 600 pounds. Yeah, you think you're going to die? Let's go to Danny. Sorry, don't know how we ended up there. Danny, what's going on, pal?
Oh, happy afternoon. Pistons all the way, guys. Come on. I mean, it's I love this team. I mean, it's probably my, third or fourth of the four favorite sports, but I love the team. And get your alerts on your phone, and there's a draft tomorrow, right, Mike? I mean, we can watch.
That's where I'm at.
Tomorrow, so.
Danny, let me ask you this question. Danny, do you think what Brad Holmes has done, it's kind of taken the sizzle out of the draft? You never have an idea what he's going to do. You got a faith he's going to draft a good player. You're picking at 28. It's kind of taking the sizzle out of it.
But see, that's why I think
it. Never thought of it that way, but yeah, you hit the nail on the head right there, man. Yeah, unless there's a trade up, you know, but that's what the phone alerts are for. But yeah, Mike, you're not wrong. You're right.
But see, I think that's why you want to watch the draft. You want to watch the draft because you don't know. He's traded up twice now in previous drafts. You don't know what he's going to do. Is he going to really go for it? Is he going to marginally move up? Is he going to move back? So even though they shouldn't be – the Pistons should be done. They've done the interviews. We've listened to Kenny and Shaq and those guys and Charles Barkley. And then it will be the Lions pick. Unless he decides, you know what? I think I want to join the party. I want to jump into the – you know, the high teens or the early 20s.
This is my question. And again, like, I've always liked the draft. Like, we have to avoid this binary mindset of good, bad. No, there's a middle ground. Like, I don't understand how we got here. Like, last year, we were in the fulcrum of the laser. We were downtown all week. 700,000 people standing around. Fans dressed as human cardinals or human lightning bolts. Drafting players they don't even know who they are. How the hell did the draft become this? And again, I've always loved the draft. I've always liked it. Hey, who's my team taking? Let me watch. Rico, it's turned into something where people are more excited about the draft than a playoff basketball. That's, to me, that's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
You know, it changed, Mike, when all of a sudden the NFL realized, what if we took this outside of New York and we took it to the people, and we let just the common man show up, the guy who can't afford Super Bowl tickets, but you can represent your team here, and at the draft, everybody's a winner because everybody got the greatest player ever.
When you say represent your team, do you get a prize for that?
No, you don't.
Oh.
But it's no different than the guy who wears the lucky sweatshirt or hoodie or hat or T-shirt or, you know, whatever.
I have names for those people.
They would be at the Pistons game tonight. Mike, they're fans.
No. They're going to be geared up ready to watch playoff game. They're not at an exhibition, like a flesh market. You're drafting players
and
tonight.
You saw how big the flesh market is here last year when over a million people were downtown.
Hello. Genesis of the comment, how the hell did we get here?
Because it allows just the everyday person to actually not have to pay an arm and a leg, but you get to experience something that only happens once a year that the NFL, because everything else, Mike, comes at like thousands of dollars. The only thing you are paying for is either your plane ticket, your hotel, or your gas.
Okay, so like this year it's in Green Bay. Look at the amount of people who have to travel there. There aren't any hotels in Green Bay. You have to go to Chicago. You're going to have to stay in a hotel that's massively overpriced, drive up, to what? Put on your brown spandex with a dog bone necklace and watch your team draft a player? And then what?
It's the fact that you're there. Because for years, you're watching the draft on TV. And where did they hold it? Was it in the Garden?
Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah, whatever. One of those New York places. Anyway, and you see like a certain amount of fans there. And when it was your team's time to pick, you know, you felt like you were one of those people that you actually saw, like, oh, there's Charger fans. I'm a Charger. Yeah, you know, you got into it. So now, it's traveling. It's going from city to city. So it'll be in Las Vegas. It'll be in Detroit. It'll be in all these different places. Oh, hey, let's turn this into a trip.
You just said people shouldn't spend thousands of dollars. Now we're taking a trip.
No, I'm saying it allows you, because you can't go to the Super Bowl. You can't, heck, not getting tickets to a regular game.
No,
you
can't here get for sure. You damn right with the ticket prices here. Speaking of, hey, what's secondary market looking like for tonight at LCA, David?
Cheap seats.
Let me look because I haven't seen an update in a couple days.
If you want like the upper deck, The cheapest seat is about $190.
What's courtside running for the celebs?
Oh, the Mike Valenti's?
No,
that's your section, Rico. That's yours.
Yeah.
Please.
Mel Tucker and his Thundersticks.
David, go ahead and play the intro to the show again. That's the marquee.
Bro, I'm the last
Don't get
guy.
It twisted, David.
I have no interest in it.
Like,
why would you ever want to be in those seats and be all over television? Like,
about $760.
For courtside?
Yeah.
Man, we got to get our numbers up.
No, it has to be more than that.
Man, we got to get our numbers up. Come on, we need some celebs there tonight.
No, I'm sorry. A courtside seat is $2,000.
Got to get our numbers up. David, we need some celebs there, man. We got to get them numbers up. I'm very concerned when they start doing the celebrity sightings tonight. It's going to be like Jalen Rose and, you know, Bob Seger. Come on, we can do better.
Okay, no, here's some.
Iggy Pop.
Behind the Pistons bench.
Here we go.
$6,000.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at some $4,000 right here also.
And there's a reason why the entire row is for sale.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they're trying to get the best deal possible. 248-539-9797. We will continue the conversation. Where's your attention tonight? Draft or... For me, it's all Pistons, man. It's LCA. Love to talk about the game a little bit. We'll do it as the day goes along. And yes, we're going to, as we get closer to 4 o'clock, get in the mix of, all right, is there, I will sell you this pen on maybe where the Lions are going. Fool's errand, but we'll have some fun doing it. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, let's get right to the people. We will get into the draft as the day goes along, but we're asking the question. I mean, Pistons game 3, it feels like the Knicks. I'm not telling you it's 2004, but it feels Laker-ish. There's stuff going on. You've already got people talking about firing Tom Thibodeau. We can get into the series a little bit. I'd love to, because I think I got a decent idea what the Knicks are going to try to do. It's just a matter of whether they will and whether you stop it. We'll see. I got to see Tom Thibodeau do something. Otherwise, this is toast.
See, I think the Knicks already did. And all the post-game, hey, they're following us. We'll see if the refs heard the cry.
I think it's more than that. I think, A, they've got to give Josh Hart a blow. Josh Hart playing the four is completely overwhelmed, and he's exhausted. They got to use more campaign. They got to go back to the Twin Towers lineup. With Mitchell Robinson on the floor, they're a top 10 defensive team, and without him, they're not. Here's the other one.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Nailed it. It's got to be, I don't care whatever brand of Brunson ball they're going to play. Tobias Harris is 5 inches shorter and 25 pounds lighter. You've got to post. You got to give him touches. Now, if Cat wants to be a Cat enthusiast about it, well, that's fine. But I think if you're the Pistons, plan on Karl Anthony Towns early as a tone setter. I wouldn't be surprised if you got less Josh Hart, certainly playing out on the wing, and just early space breaks for a couple other guys. But I think that Twin Towers lineup that they had in game one that was effective, for whatever reason, they didn't bother with it in game two.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's got to be their answer. Because what's the best way to get to the free throw line? You got to post up your best player, your second best guy. And look, if you're the Pistons, you just keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. But Rico, if Thibodeau doesn't have an answer and he's just standing there with that stupid haircut is, yeah, they're in a lot of trouble tonight. Because the Pistons are going to do what they do. Let's go to AC, 97.1. What's up, AC?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, sir.
My percentage right now, I'm 95% Pistons, 5% draft. I'll be down there. I'm headed down right now, actually going to this fan fest. I'll be at LCA watching the Pistons get this dub, and I'll let Brad cook. Well, he's going to do what he's going to do. I'll find out what he did tomorrow or the next day, whatever, or later tonight.
What's the gear selection tonight?
I got a throwback NBA Jam, Isaiah and Joe D. T-shirt.
Yes. Yes.
Hey,
excellent.
Real quick though, I was just in the neck of the woods over the weekend. My girlfriend used to live in Albany, so we were back out that way, and she took me out to Troy. You sell it short, man. It's not that bad. But yeah.
Nah, I mean, listen, they're trying their damnedest to make the downtown nice.
It's a renaissance. Okay, yeah,
take it easy. I wouldn't go that far.
But NFL draft next year, Troy, New York.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be a real hit. Yee. Just hopefully you went to certain parts of the city when the sun was out. Let's go over to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on, pal?
John, how are you? Happy Thursday. Thanks for taking my call.
What's going on, bud? Absolutely.
Okay. So, 100% Pistons. I mean, the draft, I wouldn't even call it an afterthought, because how I feel about the draft, and I'm maybe in the minority, it's like these award shows. I don't need to sit there for 3 hours, watch these guys get glitz and glam. I can find out the next day and go, boop, 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 here's who picked who. Here's who got traded. I want to watch the Pistons. I haven't felt this excited since I was in middle school you played the Final Countdown. I got goosebumps. No BS. I was, like, reliving the days of Rasheed Wallace, big man. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I could not care less.
If they play that open and they do it the right way, there's, like, a 0% shot the Knicks win tonight. Zero.
I hope they do. I mean, first playoff game in LCA, this is monumental. So I'm excited.
Well, the first one that counted. Yeah. You can't count 2019.
Well, yeah.
That was a farce. This is real.
Come on.
No. Hold on. This is real now. You're at 1-1 in a series. You are not 15-point underdog. That 2019 fever dream, the stupid Blake Griffin trade, you had no shot against the Bucks. None.
None.
You were served up like this, that yak in the Velociraptor pit in Jurassic Park.
Oh, my gosh. This reminds me, honestly, like, if we're being realistic, of the 03 team where we made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. We knew that was kind of the ceiling. This feels like that, where we're probably a few pieces away from actually a finals run, but we're close. That's how I feel about it.
Buckle up when you, and I appreciate it, Nick, buckle up when you got Zion next year. I'm kidding. I just know that makes people's heads explode. But no, they can make as bold a move as they want this summer. They've earned the right. I think the Pistons are now at like day one of their window to become a threat. But I don't think you're going to do it in-house. You're going to need to get another star here. Please do not sell me on Ausar Thompson being a star or Jalen Duren being a star. Ron Holland is years away. I love the draft pick. Years away. Like, you need a star. Cade is here.
Beast too.
Once again, you're being provocative. No, you just need someone with Cade, and you have every right to believe you're going to be a threat. The Celtics aren't going to be able to keep the team together. The Cavs aren't real. The Bucks are going to lose Giannis to Miami. I mean, like, what else is there?
You need somebody that can get you in that Christmas Day lineup.
Yeah. And again, Trajan Langdon has that opportunity. But for right now, just focus on game three. We can get more to people. I know we're a little over time. We'll get more of the calls. David, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Bump football today to 4 o'clock. I want to get to the people. They want to wrap about this playoff series. We'll do the football today at 4. We'll do some draft talk. I'm going to give you my best guess at what the Lions will do tonight. And it's all reverse psychology. It's just the reverse of the reverse. I'll sell it to you. You can tell me I'm full of it. Get some draft stuff in the 4 o'clock hour. Pistons, though, I've asked the question, where's your attention tonight? For me, it's all Pistons Knicks. This is a monumental game, and I can't wait to watch it. I really hope the crowd brings it, because I want to see if the Knicks can hold up toughness-wise. This isn't the Knicks team from last year. They have lost some of that toughness. Let's see if they respond. And again, if they don't, Pistons aren't going to let up.
No.
It's who they are. David, ticket text, and then we'll get to the callers, okay?
Nick in Detroit says, I am 50-50. Draft is a huge night for me, but the fresh out of college getting jobs Pistons, that's what he's calling them, instead of the going to work Pistons, this game is our biggest in over a decade.
Yeah, easily. You have not been 1-1 in a playoff series since 2007-2008 against the Philadelphia 76ers.
A laptop gets the draft. Big screen is the game easily. The game will be over by the time the Lions pick anyway, so I'll be just fine.
That's the other problem. The NFL draft, I mean, the amount of commercials, the amount of delaying. Oh, this team's going to use all their allotted time. You know who you're picking. Just make them.
Yeah, Tennessee should be on the clock for 30 seconds.
It'll be a full
You've
5 minutes.
You've had the entire offseason.
It'll be, you know, Roger Goodell would burn their stadium down if they didn't use the full 5 minutes. And honestly, what I can't take with the draft anymore, the whole Mel Kiper, the whole thing, I don't need any of it. I can't take it.
The Mel Kiper what?
The whole experience, the desk, all of it, all the idiocy, all the stupid questions these poor kids get asked.
You don't want to have to hear the Rich Eisen breakdown?
No, I can't stand the interview after a kid gets drafted and they're like, oh, golly gee, how does it feel? How do you think? I worked my whole life and incurred brain damage to be here. This is a great moment for me. Can you leave me alone?
Yeah, I would love for one day. God, I really didn't want to play for this city. I wanted to go here. But it is what it is, man. I'll make it work.
I can't stand sideline reporter. Get rid of all of them. David, go ahead.
Oh, I love it. Pistons get 100% from me after that game is over. Then I'm switching to playoff hockey. The draft is a thing I'll monitor on social media.
9K Cot.
99% Pistons, 1% draft. We'll flip to the draft literally for the pick 28. That's about it. Adam in a car.
All right, let's get to the people. We'll go to Doug, 97.1. Doug, what's going on, bub?
But before I get to that, guys, I want to give you both a thank you for getting me into Severance. I listened to that segment that one day, and I turned it on literally right after, and I loved it. But so thanks for getting me into that
sure.
show. My wife and I love it.
That show is something, Doug. That's all I can tell you. Go ahead.
But I owe it to you guys. But anyway, I'm all about the Pistons tonight. They hadn't won a playoff game since I was a senior in high school, and I'm a 35-year-old man, but it's exciting to have basketball back in this town. A bunch of young guns trying to just prove themselves. Like you guys have stated, we're not in a championship window right now, but we're getting there. We're growing. And you know, like you guys have also said about Brad, anything is possible tonight, and you know, he'll do what he does, and I'll see who we get, and I'll go from there. But it's all about basketball tonight at LCA. I hope that crowd's rocking. I hope we shut them Knicks fans up. I'm tired of the hate from them. I want to sit them down and show them that we're something, that we're with the big boys. And I'm looking forward to watching a good Pistons game, and I hope that final countdown gets played. So,
well, yeah, that for the people tonight would be special. No, I'm with you. And look, it's why I wanted the Knicks is that everything feels bigger. When you're playing the Knicks or you're playing one of these pre-selected media darling teams, you always take more satisfaction beating them. Like, and I don't care. Yeah, like I'm a Celtics fan. It's always better when we play the Lakers or better when we play the Knicks. You want those brands. And if you're a Piston fan, no, I understand the whole idea of, well, Milwaukee would have been easier. Well, yeah. My point was, you're on Sunday afternoon. That's going to be the Mike Breen-Doris Burke game, right? That's ABC in the afternoon. The way it should be. You know, NBA and NBC, round ball rock. That's because you're playing the Knicks. I didn't want to be on the Oxygen Network.
TNT.
Or True TV or whatever else these games are on.
TBS.
Tonight is bigger because it's the Knicks. Because they're going to be in your house. And you do take more satisfaction. And look, I'm not going to label all Knicks fans aren't bad people. Is there an element of Knicks fan that is obnoxious? Yes.
That's every fan base.
Yeah, though. But I mean, there's just more of them.
Right, yeah, you mean the idiots, the fans that hang out outside the garden that they always find the interview?
And oh, boy.
Make
yeah.
social media rounds.
Now you're hitting it. Yeah, that's a real different classification of human being. Actually, we have, you know what? I want to bump somebody to the front of the line.
Okay.
We've got a Knicks fan living in Michigan. Chris is going to the front of the line. I want to get Chris's perspective on tonight.
All right. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Chris. What's going on, bud?
All right. So hold on, you can't classify me because of what the opinion was typed on the computer or what I'm about to say as one of those fans. I'm not the Bing Bong Knicks fan. I'm not. I'm not Carmelo fan. I'm not Thank Marbury God. Fan. There was one star that ever wanted to come here, and it was Amari. I'm not getting into all that. He's the one that we deserve to love and show on the screen, not Carmelo and head tat stuff. Okay, I digress. Sorry.
Okay, so, noted.
I cannot see all these Pistons fans coming out of the woodwork when they're great again. And I will admit it, they're great. They got a superstar that's going to be here for a long time. They got a great coach. Hopefully they never let him go. But to see all these people saying, oh, Pistons this, Pistons that, you guys disappeared when you were irrelevant. You really
Chris,
disappeared.
That's every basketball town, brother. You know that. That's 90% of basketball towns. That's how it works.
But are we a basketball town? Because it feels like a little bit
not.
Of a... We feel like it's a small market town when they're banning us from buying tickets in New York. So there's that. I don't agree with that. Because
listen,
you guys
I have never thought...
LCA.
I have never thought this is a great basketball town. Not collegiately or professionally. If the Pistons are awesome, the fans are awesome. But no, this isn't Boston. Like, this is not a dyed-in-the-wool basketball town. No. Rico, if you disagree, feel free.
No, I haven't. I get where Chris is coming from because, yeah, you weren't here for the geo fence when they went up, but basically it kept Knicks fans from buying tickets to this game tonight.
I don't like that.
I didn't either, yeah. But I was shot down. I was told, it's beneficial and it's actually a sign of respect and blah, blah, blah. Like, no, if you show up, you don't have to worry about a geo fence. And what about all the ticket brokers? Okay. All right. Well, okay.
So, real quick, what I did think is the issue with the team, now I think hopefully the fouls in game will be called equally because the first game, Bickerstaff bitched about what happened. They got the calls. Then Brunson was out there foul hunting. I'll admit, huge Jalen Brunson fan, but he does do that. But if you look at the stats between him and SGA, they've scored the most points in the NBA without going to the free throw line.
Look, when people suggest that when people suggest he's just a foul hunter, it gets insulting because Jalen Brunson is one of the tough shot makers and takers in the league. He makes some immensely difficult shots.
Mike, you know that. You're a Celtics fan. I consider you guys our rival. Every time we play each other, we're on national television, and he's out there busting his ass, and he has to drive and try to shoot these random shots over Porzingis, Brown, whatever. But I think what they need to do, they need to rotate better on defense because I don't know how many times I screamed at my TV. They dribbled into the court. There's a high screen, and Cunningham can dish it off to one of four people who's standing all alone in the corner.
The perimeter, look, the Knicks communication on defense, especially the perimeter rotations, and Chris, I appreciate it. We're up against it. There's no scenario where the odd man out standing in the corner can be Malik Beasley. I mean, you can leave anybody else. You can't leave a guy who made 300 threes, and I've seen it half a dozen times in this series. Look, that's a coaching issue.
Yeah, fortunately, Beasley didn't have the greatest game in game two, but yes. I'm like, did they just, like, where was the scouting report?
I'll tell you this. If I were a Knicks fan, I wouldn't be in that arena tonight.
No?
That place is going to be spicy. You want to show up dressed up as Spike Lee? I wouldn't.
I think it would be the opposite. I think Detroit fans would be okay. I'm not saying
they're going to kill anybody. I'm just saying.
Jesus,
you're gonna,
wow.
Damn, Rico. My good David, this guy.
Yeah, we've never seen this before, huh?
No. Now, if those guys show up, that's a different thing. That group of fans is something else. 248-539-9797. We'll get more to phone calls. Got to get a football today in the mix. David with the latest storylines and rumors for the draft that begins in about 4 hours. More Pistons talk. All of it coming up next, 97.1.